All right, here we go. Hour number two, the Glass in the Morning radio program, the hot and humid final day of May edition, Thursday, May 31. There's Keith Klein.
Hey.
Good morning. I'm Mike Glasscott. Thank you for being with us. We are off to a very muggy start this morning. 71, humidity is 97%. Welcome to South Florida, Keith. This is great if we could have this weather in November, December, and January, but we sure like spring around these parts. The good news I have for you is we are going to have some spring coming up around the corner. We'll need to get through these next couple days first. What we're watching today is afternoon thunderstorms. After a full day of Alberto yesterday, that did dump some rain, did bring some heavy winds. We hope you could see when you see the fresh tree limbs in the street, you know something was blowing around. I saw some of those this morning and yesterday evening when I was out and about. But today we are watching for some thunderstorms again. 50-50 chance, 89, so nice and hot in the late afternoon. So when everything heats up, these things happen. We already are seeing thunderstorms, Keith, south of here. Seymour to Vincennes, if you draw a line of storms, you can see things moving. So if you're heading in that direction today, be aware of those in the area. Tonight, 80% chance, 68. Thunderstorms happening in the early evening, becoming more scattered overnight. Some of those could be severe, so we'll have to watch. We always prefer Thursday night thunderstorms because then Friday seems to be okay, and that's what it will be tomorrow. Cloudy and 86, just a 20% chance. Same with Friday night. But listen to this, Keith. This is the key. This is the sneaker. 86 on Friday. Yeah, that's 61 on Friday night.
Okay.
So we might have a little reprieve there, at least in the overnight. Saturday, graduation, track and field goes Friday and Saturday, state finals right here in Bloomington. 87 on graduation Saturday, more sun than clouds, 10% chance of anything happening. So that's the good news. And then wrapping up the weekend, we will kick off spring. Yes, that spring, the spring we haven't had. Sunday, morning showers, but 81 and 58, your highs and lows. Sunday, that's pretty tasty. Monday is even better. 79 and 58, sunny skies. Sunny skies on Tuesday, 81 and 56. And Wednesday, 81 and 61 before we return to the upper 80s and 90s. Low 90s for next weekend. Updated forecast, live radar. Find it all at WGCLradio.com. The Reds, they're off tonight. They return. We'll have them all weekend for you out west with the Padres of San Diego. 10 o'clock Friday, 8:30 on Saturday, and 6 p.m. on Sunday. Reds big winners yesterday. Adam Duvall's grand slam sees them beat the Diamondbacks 7-4. NBA Finals start tonight, 9 o'clock ABC. North's playing some golf this afternoon, and Joe will get us ready for that high school state track and field finals coming up Friday and Saturday. But it is Thursday. Keith is here. Sue Wanzer is here. So let's get caught up on a very, very busy week in the MCCSE. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine. Glad to be talking to you guys today.
Do you have your cap and gown and your graduation shoes on? Because I know you and Keith have a number one. We get school wrapped up on Tuesday. Great job of the HT covering all that, letting us see all the fun the kids were having. And then the fun for the educators and even the kids and teachers and everybody else comes with graduation, and you've got plenty of them to deal with.
Right. We have this evening at 7 o'clock, we'll be graduating students from Bloomington Graduation School, and we'll be doing that out at Ivy Tech. And then tomorrow at 7, we'll be graduating students from the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship, again, out at Ivy Tech. And then Saturday morning will be Bloomington High School South graduation, and in the afternoon, Bloomington High School North. So, yeah, we've got... Yes, graduation shoes. That's fun. I got to think about my graduation shoes.
Sue, just in case somebody's coming to Ivy Tech for the first time, the graduation tonight and tomorrow night is in Shreve Hall. It's on the west side, farthest north end of the building, northwest side.
Right, and there's its own dedicated separate entrance, correct? So
exactly.
You can just walk right in there
entrance number
without
three.
Having to walk in through the main entrance.
Keith will be out there yelling instructions
right.
For people to where to park and where to go, so we'll have that covered for you.
I know, well. He sounds horrible.
Hey, thank you for that.
I feel so bad for him.
Sue, we had some of our students at City Council last night.
Right, I just happened to be watching the City Council meeting. This was pretty cool. They had a group of six students from North, South, and the Academy presenting a resolution to the City Council about some ideas that they have or ways to help combat climate change and ways to conserve energy. So it was really pretty cool. I didn't know that they were going to be there. I just happened to be watching, and they had a video, and then they had their resolution broken down into parts, and they each took turns talking about why it was important. And Amanda Sigalow, who is a teacher at South, who we have talked about before on this show, was also there with them, and she's the one, Glass, you'll recall this, who created those kinetic blocks on the
floor.
Yeah,
the ones that give you energy. Yeah,
create.
Right.
Yeah, so Amanda was there with those students. So I think the council is going to consider the different requests that students had, different ideas about, like one of them was like roofing, to use solar panels or white roof or green roofs, which are much more energy efficient than our regular roofs. So it'll be interesting to see how the council follows up. But I just think the city council was pretty impressed that we had high school students who were initiating this kind of action.
Well, they're the next generation. They better be.
Well, exactly. You're right. And so I was glad to see them at the council meeting.
Yeah, they're going to send their robots out to take care of me. I want some pretty good robots here. We got to.
Well, and these are students that are already on vacation.
That's right. But they're still working because the real world never stops. Vacation. They better enjoy that. Oh, boy. A three-day vacation, you get excited now. What about 3 months?
Yeah.
June, July, all of August yet. But no, that's very, very exciting and good. They should. We've got good kids here. We talk about good kids all the time, and we should never stop talking about good kids and what we do, and we'll see plenty of them throughout the weekend as well.
Sue, at our last board meeting, Rob Moore made an impressive presentation to the board. Talk about that.
Well, you know, Rob Moore is our director of adult education, so he works out at the Broadview Center. And the adult education program that we have here, I don't think there's a lot of things that MCCSC does that the public isn't always aware of.
Right.
And one of them is our adult education program. So this is separate from Ivy Tech or any other kind of workforce development. But he talked about the 458 adult students, who were being educated through the adult education program. And not only is it at the Broadview Center, it's done at the county jail, it's done through juvenile probation, it's done at Crestmont through the housing authority, and at the library. So this isn't just some static program in one building. Rob's teachers get out and about to deliver the education where adults need it. And he talked about the different kinds of things that they do. There's an adult basic ed, which is high school equivalency. They do a program where they're focused on transitioning students to post-secondary education, on helping people gain employment, on an integrated education and training, and that's for professional certifications. And they also have a paraprofessional certification in teaching. So they're teaching students who can come back then and help MCCSC. So I just, you know, I think a lot of people may know that there is an English language learning program out there, but they also do work programs for administrative assistant, automotive brake repair, computer support specialist, computer numeric control operator, and they work with Cook too. I think you had mentioned that to me,
right,
Keith, before we went on the air, that Cook helps students gain employment by hiring them part-time and having them go to school part-time. So I just think it's a wonderful program that not every school corporation has. We are able to serve a lot of different people with a lot of different educational needs. And I was glad that Rob Moore was at our school board meeting to talk about it a couple weeks ago.
So I got to ask you a philosophical question. As
yes,
we sit there on stage and watch the graduates go by, what's going through your mind?
Well, a lot of different things. First of all, how young people are. Secondly, how many people we graduate. And sometimes I look at all the different shoes that people are wearing because it's real easy to see. your mind, Keith.
I think the stories, what some of those kids have accomplished in order to get that education. I think the pride of the families of those students, some of whom may be the first graduate of high school in their family, and then others who have a family of all college graduates, maybe all PhDs. It's just, the variety is amazing in what they have accomplished in their young life and the future they have in front of them.
Each hurt is different, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, and you're right about the families. I mean, you can really see, I mean, how truly important K through 12 education is to people. And each commencement is different, with different situations and different types of students. But you're right, Keith. It's looking at the families who are so proud of the students who are graduating.
And they'll be on display as again tonight, tomorrow,
and Saturday.
Saturday,
two
oh,
on Saturday.
Well, I can't
right.
I can't remember what day of the week it is because right. that awesome Monday holiday was there.
Now and don't forget Edgewood is on Saturday too.
And yeah, Edgewood is absolutely. So you've got the whole county activity that will be
and
happening
you,
with it.
You know, Glass, you mentioned the field day stuff that HT covered. That was just amazing, and a lot of pictures on Facebook. You know, parents posting different things on Facebook.
Yeah, teachers too. It's great. The kids have a great time.
Exactly. I should have been at one of those schools having fun with everybody.
Well, yeah, field day back in our day, we did stuff. Their stuff is like eat Dairy Queen and jump around and get sprayed with the fire hose. I mean, they're living the life, Sue. They are living the life.
I know. Was it Summit that had the fire truck there?
Maria had, she was Dad, and the fire truck sprayed us. Then we got to sit in one of Steve Kinzer's race cars, and we got to eat Dairy Queen, and then we danced, and we did gymnastics, and we goofed around. It's like, yeah, this is great. Thanks for the invite, kid.
I know. That was, it sounded like lots of fun.
Yeah, so good for them. They work hard all year long. What's one day? I joked with Keith earlier in the week. Yeah, tell me again how you get that 180th day in there. Look at Jay True told us, enrichment day. Yes, they were enriched, and that's the fun day at school.
I kept saying, okay, so how many kids are going to show up to school? And I know, like, at least your family, your wife.
Why would you want to miss that day after what
you
I just described for you?
Day.
Gee whiz. Well, there's some high school kids that are, I don't know, each their own. I quit giving up trying to figure out everybody a long time ago. So those who didn't want to go, good for them. And those that went, I hope they had a great time. But it's
well,
nice.
Well, I think a lot of kids went because it looked like a good time.
Well, there's nothing else to do. You've gone for the first 179 days. What's one more you've got to throw in there?
Well,
so,
exactly. You don't want to leave your friends.
That's right. And then who remembers to clean out their locker on Friday? Nobody remembers.
Does Mikey go to full day kindergarten?
So next year.
So no kids at home.
Yeah, so I can get some work done. Finally.
So that'll be fun for you.
Well, yes. And when does school start? Somebody look that up, please, because we've already been one day at home with a full house.
It's sometime in August. Around
the 8th to 7th, somewhere in there. Either am I, because let's just enjoy summer yet. We're going to have some days
exactly.
of spring late this weekend and next week. That'll be fun. But congratulations to everybody. Thanks to the schools for hosting the graduations. And just celebrate. That's the other thing. Have fun out there. And Keith, pronounce everybody's name right, if that's something.
I don't say their names.
You don't have to say their names. That's good. So we'll do that. All right, Sue, great job as always. We'll get caught up next week. It'll be June, and then we'll try to figure out what's happening here in the summertime.
You're right, and you're right, Glass, about celebrating this weekend. This is a nice weekend for everybody to celebrate their success.
Exactly right. My nephew's going to graduate from South on Saturday, so we'll be over there. I'll get you a firsthand update on all this stuff that's happening.
Okie dokie.
All right, thanks,
Sue.
Sounds
good. Okay, bye-bye.